Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Harsh, Gator out, Stoney's in. Get some college football stuff next hour. Michigan and Michigan State both in action tomorrow as this college season starts to wind down. Talking Lions here and big game against Philly. Expert predictions. I was taking a look at ESPN and Sports Illustrated. ESPN has three experts pick. I got to get their names because they put them at the top of the article. And, of course, I only printed up the part with the Lions. So let me figure out how that – could you care to whistle or clap or something, Stoney, while I look this up?
With your mic on.
Yes, I will give you the Philadelphia Inquirer. There are three people. Two of them picked the Eagles. One picked the Lions.
Okay. It just says multiple contributors. So I don't know these cats' names. It's Maldonado, Moody, and Walder. Maldonado's taking the
Eagles. They beat all the other attorneys. Sounds like a law firm.
Yeah. Maldonado takes the Eagles to win 21-20. Moody takes the Eagles to win 30-24. Walder takes the Lions to win 24-20. Sports Illustrated's pick has Philly winning 24-20. This has no bearing, of course, on what's actually going to happen, but I like this. I like it. I think the Lions are uniquely built in a lot of ways. And we've talked about their culture in their locker room. Their best players are their hardest workers, which raises everybody's expectation as far as their professionalism and game preparation and you know, taking care of themselves. And it's all about the football. And that certainly helps. But when we talk to Goff every week, this quarterback is so leans into the underdog stuff. Do you remember when on the desk of a Thursday night game, Ryan Fitzpatrick called Goff a poor man's Matt Ryan?
Yes.
And then Goff went out and sliced somebody up. I can't remember who it was. And he was the on-desk interview after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he turned to Fitzpatrick and said, "Hey, I'm a poor man's nobody." He was like, I'm not anybody's poor man.
Right.
You know, he didn't like that. When we had Skip Bayless said something about him and he said, "Oh, what do you got? What do you got?" And who said it? We said Skip Bayless, and he instantly said, "Oh, forget it, never mind," because he was just it's like whatever,
right?
But and you heard it there with the turning point thing that this week,
yes,
that he was wanting Lewis Riddick and ESPN Turning Point to break down the Commanders' Daron Payne and Javon Kinlaw's meltdowns. I don't believe a lot in the chip on the shoulder stuff. I think everybody can find something. But I think there are some teams that really do it well. Mm-hmm. And I think this Lions team really does it well.
I mean, that's sometimes you when you hear those things, you scoff when a lot of times players say, "Oh, I never listen. I don't read the papers. I don't do this. I don't do that."
Yeah.
They know what's going on, whether they...
But not all of them. I don't believe all of them do. Do you?
No, I don't think all of them read their papers or listen. I don't think most of them actually listen to sports talk radio anymore. But I believe their friends' family do, and they know exactly what's being said and written.
Well, I'm sure that if they want to find out, they can.
Yeah.
What's being said.
Really?
Yeah. The accessibility is there. Yeah. I think the wisest ones are the ones that turn off everything and just completely tune out the criticism and what's being said. Because I think it can get into your mind and it can affect you.
Well, we are lucky because a lot of if you had, for instance, A.J. Brown, okay, or another, like, quote, diva receiver who, like, had his own podcast, we'd be, but St. Brown does it with his brother, and everybody seems to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't appear to be a diva.
Well, I mean, they say things, too. It's interesting. Yeah. Feedback coming in on our Twitter poll. The Lions going to win this game. Dev writes in, the Lions win because the Eagles offense. Oh, I'm sorry. I already read that one. My bad. From Rogue Game Sports, Lions win because of the offense. Eagles defense causes a lot of concern for us, and rightfully so. But when Campbell and the Lions are motivated, they win. It's simple. This game has been circled for a while now. I think there's some truth in what this guy said, and I'll tell you why. You know, everybody talked to the Lions people this week about, hey, big games. Campbell talking about big game. And they were like, you know, they're all kind of big games. If you start doing that, mm-hmm. you end up walking away from a game you have no business losing, saying, how did we lose? But I think they know and they've got that gear. And I think that I expect this to look like a well-oiled machine, Lions.
I would hope so, and I think so, too. It's funny because St. Brown, I heard, told somebody, I don't know if it was on his podcast or somebody else, that they thought, and I don't know if this is something, a chip on the shoulder, they were looking forward to starting the season in Philly on the first game of the year against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Oh, they thought they were going to get that game?
Yeah, and he wanted it.
Dave writes in via Twitter, Lions win 33-10. The story of this game will be the defense, which includes a defensive score. The Lions D-line will take advantage of a beat-up Philly O-line.
Okay, I'm not going to debate that, but if Philly's O-line is beat up, what's the Lions O-line?
It's definitely hurting.
And I think their D-line is a little better than ours. Not a lot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Their pass rushes are pretty, you know, I'm going to say this, and of course, what's his face? Jalex Hunt will get like 7 sacks. But yeah, that's why they got Jalen Phillips, because they needed help with their pass rush.
Yeah. Back on the practice field was Graham Glasgow went from limited to full practice Wednesday to Thursday on the offensive line. Miles Frazier, backup guard, still limited Wednesday and Thursday. Taylor Decker, limited Wednesday, limited Thursday. Aiden Hutchinson, by the way, and this is not offensive line related, but he went from did not practice Wednesday to full practice Thursday. You said yesterday you didn't think that was a big deal.
No.
Reno says running game will keep Philly off balance, and ask Ric Flair to be the man. You have to beat the man. Let's go beat them.
That'd be a great win. Anytime you beat the defending Super Bowl champs, who, yes, they're not playing as well as they did at this time last year, but this is pretty much when Philly got hot. You do that now on the road, that is a big win.
Bob tweets us, not to be oversimplistic, but I think Detroit is simply the better team. They win because their offense is better than Philly's defense. The Lions' defense is probably slightly better than the Eagles' offense. As an aside, Campbell is a significantly better coach than their guy. Okay, you follow both these teams, Campbell or Sirianni?
Sirianni does some things like the other night that I can't figure out. And then look, a lot of people don't understand Dan Campbell's, some of the stuff he does. I pretty much do and appreciate it. But the players seem to love Sirianni. They really do, and he gets the city. So I don't think coaching is a big deal. You know, a lot of people are questioning their new offensive coordinator, which I believe is their third one in 3 years, if you even think about it.
Yeah.
So the coaching, I don't think, is a big issue in Philadelphia. I question whether he said that he didn't like the Eagles' defensive.
He says he's overly simplistic. They win because their offense is better than Philly's defense, and Lions' defense is probably slightly better than the Eagles' offense.
No. When they go head-to-head, I don't know. The Eagles' defense up front with Carter and Davis, really, really good.
Yeah. One more here. Ryan P. Heron tweets us, I think this is a must win for the Lions. They need to show themselves to be true Super Bowl contenders. By the way, could that skipper lined up outside be a setup play for this weekend? I think so. Watch out for Skip Sunday night. Look, I think it's funny, but when you have as many weapons as you do offensively, I do not waste a play throwing the ball to Dan Skipper.
No.
Unless he's wide open in the end zone and everybody else is covered.
Yes. I do think the Lions have a better punter than Philadelphia.
Okay, good. You know, the funny thing is Goff did say, hey, Skipper was in the progressions. He was my fifth read, and had I worked my way through the first four, I was coming his direction.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's defense, they got, you know, N'Kobe Dean came back, Nolan Smith. The Georgia guys are playing really, really well besides the two up front. So it should be. I just hope it's a great game. I hope the Lions win.
All right, next hour.
I believe it, but yes.
We'll talk some college football, Penn State and Michigan State, Michigan and Northwestern at Wrigley. And interesting, two leagues are trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. We'll get to that at 11:20. Doug Karsh, Stoney in for Gator, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.